Beginning tonight's year in Siman Reish Mem Dalad, we are in the middle of Sif Hei. We are on page Vav, the page after page 10, and we are up to the Ramah. But in order to get a running start before we begin the Ramah, so let's review what we said in the beginning of Sif Hei on the end of page 10. We said if one hired an Eino Yehudi for a year or two, that he should be the writer or the weaver, so that Eino Yehudi could be kosei v'oreg even on Shabbos, ki'ilu kotzatz imbo shiyotav lo seifo o shiyereg lo beged, just as if he was hired as a kabbalan to do a job. Shehu osa b'chol yishiyotza, because l'maisi he can do it whenever he wants, and we had a machlokas in the Mishabura exactly how to define this. We said l'fi d'magen Avram, that's only assuming that the goy is not bound to write every single day. He can write, you know, some days he writes, and he doesn't write, so if he doesn't do it on Shabbos, it won't have any effect. Therefore, it is mutter, and it's similar to a case of kablonus. We gave two criteria, which as we turn to page Vav, was one was lo yashav imo yom, it shouldn't be that you have a cheshbon every single day that he has to work. And number two is ve lo yasa melacha bebeis Yisrael. The other thing is that he shouldn't do the melacha in the Jew's house because of Marasayim. And then we said yesh misha oser besocher eni Yehudi lezman. We said the Ravid argues with the Rambam and says it would be a problem. And that we explained in the Mishru, we told you in the Machlokas of the Magen Avram and the Taz, explaining the Rambam, that's how you would define the Ravid as well. And now we pick up in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'davka she'scharo l'malachem yuchedes. That which we said in the Mechaber, that l'fi the Rambam, it would work to hire him for a year or two to be the writer or the weaver, that's only if you were hiring him for a specific job. Kegon beged lerog, he was a weaver of garments, o sefer luchtov, or the writer of svarim. But if you hire him as a general handyman, that whatever you need, he's going to do, he's going to write, he's going to weave, he's going to do everything. So then, according to Evan, will be Aser, Kamoshi Esbar, So Simon Reish Mem Zayim. So the Ramah is just giving a little more of a gedir of that which the Mechaber Paskins, that the Rambam says that you could hire him for a job. It's dafka for one job, not to multitask. And we'll see why in the Mishabura. The Mishabura explains it's a katan chav tes. If it's for a designated job, if he's only for a designated job, if he's only writing, and he's not necessarily writing for every single day, and therefore the Jew is not necessarily getting any kind of benefit by him working on Shabbos. He doesn't need so much weaving, he doesn't need so much writing. But if the guy was hired to do all the jobs that come up, so karav hadover levadai, it's almost for sure that if he works on Shabbos, it's going to benefit the Jew, because tomorrow he's going to have some other job for him to do, and therefore by working on Shabbos, the Jew benefits that he gets that job done. It would not have necessarily been able to be done tomorrow with the other job. And if so, the Jew is benefiting from the malacha that the goy is doing for him on Shabbos. And therefore, even if you don't define him that he has to work every single day, it's memelo that's going to be every single day. And therefore, that case, according to the Ramah, would be usr. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkot and Lamed L'chol HaMelachos Umitam Ze Yeshlumchos Biyad HaShvachos. For this reason, we should protest against those maidservants Kishaosin Melechas Adonayim B'Shabbos, that they do the Melacha of their masters on Shabbos. Afilu Kishaosin Shelo B'Beis Yisrael, even if they're not doing it in the Jew's house, the Shelo B'Tzivui Balei, and even without the command of their masters, Dehaheim Sechurin L'chol HaMelachos, because these Shvachos are hired to do all the jobs, and therefore it's exactly like the case we're discussing over here, where you cannot do it on Shabbos, because that's like you're working for him specifically on Shabbos. The kol sheken kesheosim bebeis Yisrael, all the more so would it be a problem if she's doing the work for the Jew in the Jew's house. That, as we saw in the Mechaber, is forbidden, even if you hire the person out for one job, but it can't be done in the Jew's house, that'll be a problem of Maris Ayin. The ayin b'taz if cotton aleph then maybe b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha. The taz brings from Rabbeinu Simcha. To who oser la shivcha filu lasos meleches atzma b'beis ba'leha. He's so concerned about Maris Ayin that it's going to be oser even for her to do her own jobs in the house of her master. V'atam, and the reason is b'pnei haroim, because of those who see shelo yomru melacha shel Yisrael hi osa. So she shouldn't come to say, oh, she's doing the Baal Bayis's work, she's doing the Jew's work, and therefore she can't even do her own work in his house. V'hel Yirab behavi b'shem sefer atshuma de melachas atzma mutter. The Yirab brings b'shem the sefer atshuma that her own job in his house would be mutter. V'daito shegam Rabbeinu Simcha model azeh, and he's of the opinion that even Rabbeinu Simcha is also going to be matter that, unlike the way the Taz understood the Rabbeinu Simcha, Ayin Sham B'dvarav. The Prima Gadim Yishev Divrei HaTaz, the Prima Gadim answers up the Taz, Ayin Sham. The Ayin B'Sefer Chai Odom Klal Samach Dalad, the Lasakin HaShivcha B'Gadeha, that if the Shivcha wants to fix up her own personal garments, L'Kuli Alma Mutter B'Beis Bal HaBayis, according to everyone, that will be permissible, even in the house of the Jew, Shu Nikar Shemaleches Atzmahi Osef, she's fixing her own garments, that's recognizable, I guess they had their own special garments they wore, it's clear that she's working her own garments. The Ayin Sham Od Mashakosa B'Nyan Zeh, V'Ayin Mashakosadne B'Sivkotan Lamed Hei, which we'll get to in Mirtzah Hashem soon. Now let's begin the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav. Siv Vav, the Mechaber says, Yehudi HaKonem Meches, a Jew who buys, Meches usually means a tax, over here it's talking about a toll. He gets the rights to be the toll collector. Umaskir lo eino Yehudi lekabel Meches b'Shabbos. So he bought the rights from the government to be the toll collector, and then he gets to keep the money that he collects from the toll, and then he hired out a non-Jew to accept the tolls on Shabbos. Mutter, that is permissible, imhu b'kibolas, if it is done in the form of kablonus. The hainu, that means, sha'omer lo, he says to the goy, l'keshe tigbe mea dinarim, when you collect 100 dinarim, eten locha kach v'kach, that I'll give you such and such amount of money. Based on you doing the job of collecting that much money, then I'll give you a certain amount of money. If it's done in that way, then the Jew can hire the non-Jew to be collecting the taxes on Shabbos. We're going to stop there for today, and we'll see some Mishaburas and some Shaar Tzions. Says the Mishaburas, if Katan Lamed Aleph, Umaskir lo eino Yehudi. The Mechaber's Lashon is a little funny. It says, Yehudi HaKone Meches, the Jew that buys the rights to the toll, Umaskir lo eino Yehudi lekabel Meches b'Shabbos, and he rents out a guy to be mekabel the Meches on Shabbos. So the Mishabura points out, HaLashon Eino Meduyuk. This lashon is not exact. Ki hakavanahu shesocher es ha'eino Yehudi. What it means to say is that he's hiring out, he's not renting a guy, he's hiring out a guy to do the collection on Shabbos. That we said is going to be mutter imhu b'kibolas, if it is in the form of kablonus. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamed Beis, da'oz shari midina, because then it is permissible, me'ikra din, kimo ba'oros la'abdon b'reish simen reish nun beis, like we're going to see shortly in simen reish nun beis, that one can give leathers to be tanned by a guy in the form of a kibolas as a kablon before Shabbos. If it's in the form of kablonas, you can give it to him before shkia on Friday night. Since you're paying him by the job, he can choose when he wants to do it, and therefore, if he does it on Shabbos, it is okay. And therefore, just like that's okay b'kibolas, this is also okay b'kibolas. However, the Mishabu now is going to point out that there are a few things that are different from our case versus that case, which would make it more chummer. The Afa Gav da Aser Shom Likbo Lo Malachto B'Shabbos, even though when you're giving the leathers to the tanner to tan, you can't specifically tell him to do it on Shabbos. And over here, when you're hiring this guy to collect the tolls, you're hiring him to collect the tolls on Shabbos. So it's not exactly the same. You can't tell him to do it on Shabbos over there. Here, you're seemingly telling him to do it on Shabbos. The Odin, furthermore, to have a milsa de farhesi over here, it's a public thing. It was big news that the Jew got the rights to the toll. So everyone knows that this is the Jew's parnasa. And now the Jew is hiring the guy. So everyone knows that the guy is doing it for the Jew. It's similar to a case where you're giving your stuff to tan in your own house, which is obviously usher, like we've been seeing, because of Ma'ar Sayin. So Mishabura points out that even though we're comparing the case of Kibolas, of tanning the leathers in Reish Nun Beis, to the case over here where we're hiring up the Kibolas, the guy to collect the tolls, it's very different in that, number one, you're being Koveya Molachto for Shabbos over here, Bedafka, and number two, it's well known that it's the Molach of the Jew, and it's Ki'ilu, the guy is doing the Molach of the Jew in the Jew's house, which is a problem of Ma'ar Sayin. So says the Mishabura, again, everyone knows that this job really belongs to the Jew. It's as if the guy is doing it in the Jew's house. The Asar Shom, which we specifically say is Asar over there. Mikomakom hitiru bazem mishum pseida. Still, they were matter in this case because of a pseida, because of a loss. The Adam Bohul Al Mamono, a person goes crazy over his money. The Ilo Sharislay, if we don't allow him to have the goy collected for him on Shabbos, Osi Ligbos Baatzmo, he's going to come to collect the tolls by himself. The Yovel Lide Iser De Oraisa. And by him doing it, it's going to lead to an Issa D'Oraisa. D'Shema Yichto Piska K'derech HaMosim. He's going to maybe write receipts like the way of the toll collectors. And therefore, since a person is so concerned for his loss of money, we're worried he's going to do it by himself, and he's going to be over in Issa D'Oraisa, and therefore we tell him that it's mutter to have the guy do it. We'd rather him do it, having a guy do it, which is at most of the Rabbanon, than him do it himself, which is a chshash of a D'Oraisa of writing. And therefore, that's the grounds for being matir over there, even though it's not similar to the regular case of Kibolas that he's comparing it to in Reish Nun Beis. It's similar to a person who has money in a wallet and to carry it, so we're afraid he's going to carry it himself, so therefore we matir him to give it to a guy to carry it into the town. So that's also because a person's Bolal Mamono, we're afraid he's going to do an Issa D'Oraisa of carrying, which is a rabbin, so we allow him to give it to a guy. That same Svara. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lefiza, according to this, Mashma, it's implied, the Bemecha She'en Kosvin, that when there is a toll that you're not going to be writing, Kigon Osan Shelochin Mine Macha Bemechas. Now, there are different types of tolls. Nowadays, we only have money tolls. But apparently, in those days, they had the merchandise tolls. You were a businessman, you would bring your merchandise back, and there was a toll. You would give over some of your fruit or some of whatever your merchandise. And for some reason, in that case, it wouldn't lead to writing. Only by the money would lead to writing. So the Mishaburah is making a diuk and saying, according to the Svara, that we're matir because it might lead you to an Issa D'Oraisa of writing, if it's a type of mechas where you won't write. Kigon osan shelochin mine macha b'mechas, like those who are coming to collect types of food as the toll. Asur afilu alidei eino Yehudi. Then it would be asur to have the guy do it. De lo yavu lidei Issa D'Oraisa, because it won't lead to an Issa D'Oraisa afilu ilo sharinan lei. Even if we don't matter the guy, so what's going to happen? So you'll do it. It's still not an Issa D'Oraisa. Because if it's not going to be ksiva, for whatever reason they didn't write in those cases, so it won't be ksiva, it won't be an Issa D'Oraisa. So the whole svara that we had to matter the drabbanon of having the guy do it doesn't apply. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, dafka by money, where it could lead to a D'Oraisa, we allow you to tell the guy to do it. But when it's coming to collecting fruit, it won't lead to a D'Oraisa, even if we ask for the guy. So therefore we ask for the guy, and you wouldn't be able to do it. Aval hatazu magen Avram maski da afilu b'ofen zeh sharinan. However, the Taz and the Magen Avraham come out l'maskana that even in that scenario where it won't lead to writing, it's also mutter aydei einu Yehudi mishum pseida. It still will be mutter to do it through the guy because of a loss. Now over here, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, even though they come out the same halacha, they come out with different svaras, and the Shaar HaTzion brings down the two reasons. If you look in Sifkot and Lamed Beis, in the Shaar HaTzion, the top line, he writes, Tam HaTaz, the reason for the Taz, why even though it's not going to lead to a D'Oraisa for you, it won't lead to writing, still you can have the guy do it. Da'afilu b'derabonon mekilinon ayidei eini Yehudi mishum pseida. That even when it's a regular derabonon, we are lenient to have a guy do it if it's going to be a loss. Shelo yavo lidei iser chomer mizeh. So it won't lead to a more chomer dike iser. Da'ayinu ayidei atzmo. Zok the Taz, even though it's true, it won't lead to a D'Oraisa, but it's much worse for the Jew to do with the Rabbanon himself than to tell the guy to do the Rabbanon. That's already a shvus to shvus. It's more lenient. So therefore, even though we don't have the svar that it might lead to a D'Oraisa, but says the Taz, L'maisa, it will lead to a more chamer d'kisser. If we don't allow you to tell a guy to do it, you're bohal mamona, you do it yourself, and that's an issa d'Rabbanon that you're doing biadayim. So we allow you, therefore, to do it with the guy, and therefore, it's only a shvus to shvus. It's telling a guy to do it with the Rabbanon, and therefore, even though there's no D'Oraisa, it's still a more lenient Isser, and b'makom pseida, we allow you to do that. That is the svara of the Taz. Says the Magen Avraham, if you skip to the next line, right in the middle, V'tama Magen Avraham, d'hocha mutter, that the reason why it's mutter over here, afilu v'man de'isle b'simen shin zayin sefei v'sif yutes, d'lo sharina shvus de shvus b'mkom pseida, even according to those opinions that we'll see later that hold the shvus, ad-rabbanan under rabbanan b'mkom pseida is aser, here it's going to be mutter. Mishum de'b'inyoneinu hu k'matzil miyodo shelo yishtaka mamono b'yad eino Yehudi. Here it's like saving money that's going to be lost. It's money that you really deserve, and it's going to be lost. It's going to be kept by the guy. It's so serious to us not to have our money by the hands of the guyim, because that could lead to other problems. We don't want our money lost to the guyim. So therefore, even though normally a shvus to shvus makam seida we don't allow, but in this case where your money that you really deserve is going to be lost by the guy, and the guy is going to end up keeping it, so we allow the shvus to shvus, it gets upgraded. So not a makam seida, maybe it's more like a mitzvah to take things away from the guyim that really belong to us. So therefore, even those who aser normally a shvus to shvus makam seida, the Magen Avraham says in this case, they'll be matir b'makam seida like this, they'll matter a shvus to shvus. So those are the svaras of the Taz and Magen Avraham, that even though the reason of the D'Oraisa, it doesn't apply, it should be aser, still the Taz and Magen Avraham come out that it is permissible. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. So we said, Avalataz Umagen Avram, we are 7 lines up from the bottom on page Vav. Avalataz Umagen Avram, Maski Dafilu Boofenza Sharina Aide Ein Yehudi Mishum Pseida. Even in this scenario where it won't lead to a daraisa if you do it on your own, the achronim are matir because of pseida to have a guy do it. Mio, however, biatzmo aser lekabel af hamecha shel minei machal. But yourself, it's aser to accept the tolls, even if it's in the form of food and won't lead to writing. Afilu lohuva michutz latchum. Even the food that you're collecting didn't come from outside the tchum. Velo shayach bochshash tzida umchuber. And there's no problem with something that was detached from the ground, or that was hunted that day, that would be a problem of muksa. Even if you have none of those problems, because of being involved in your business dealings, and therefore, since this is your business, therefore, it is aser midirabanan. Simon shinvav. And now the mechaber brings in another case. Yehudi shesachar bishul hamelach minasar. Here's a case where a Jew rented out the rights to produce salt from the sar, from the nobleman. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutter lahaskir lo po'alim b'kiboles. So he rented out the rights to for the salt production. So he is allowed to go and hire a guy, b'kiboles, to work for him on Shabbos. And he could do it in this form. Shim yaser lo kach v'kach melech. If you produce for me this amount of salt, yitain lo kach v'kach. I'll give you this amount of money, b'kiboles, like we saw before. And even though the vessels and the wood, whatever is being used, belongs to the Jew, it's mutter. But in brackets he writes, if he's going to use the equipment of the Jew, you have to make sure he's not going to take the wood out of the Jew's rishus on Shabbos. Shako kablonos einu muteres. No kablonos is mutter. Elu imkein moser lahem mi'erev Shabbos kol masherotze limser l'tzarech ha'malacha. Anything you want a guy to do for you, even the kibolas, it has to be that everything you give it to him before Shabbos. Nothing can be going out of the Jew's house on Shabbos. V'yotzir mirshusel mi'erev Shabbos. It has to all go out of the Jew's house on Erev Shabbos. Now, if you look at note 28, it gives 2 reasons why everything has to go out of the Jew's house before Shabbos. V'tam adover shetzor shiyotzir mirshusel mi'bod yom. The reason why anything used in the kibolas has to go out of the Jew's rishus before Shabbos. So people should not think that you commanded the guy to take it out of your rishus on Shabbos, which would be hotza. According to that reason, that it's only because it looks like he's carrying from rishus ayachad to rishus rabin for you. So then, if it's a city that has a wall around it, or makom sheish bo eruv, there's an eruv around the city, mutter lo tziyam af b'Shabbos, then that reason wouldn't apply, and it would be mutter for the guy to take it out, assuming it's not, you know, any iser, he would be allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Mishum she ba'ofanim elu ain iser otza, because if there's an eruv, there's a wall around the city, there's obviously no iser otza. V'tam no sof kosof sham. Shom, and there's another reason right over there. Shum mishum shema yachshedu shemocha lo b'Shabbos. Maybe people are going to think if he's taking out of your shoes on Shabbos, maybe he sold it to him on Shabbos, and that's another problem of Maris Ayin, that maybe he sold it to him on Shabbos. Ulatam ze kasa sheish lo tziam gam b'mokom sheish bo eriv o b'ir shemokaves choma. According to this reason, so obviously if there's an eriv, there's a wall, the iser is still going to apply because it still looks like you might have sold him on Shabbos. V'Simon ends off sheskimu ha'achronim sheish lahachmir b'davar afilu b'ir mokaves choma shanochri garba. So it should be machmir, even in the case where it has a wall around it and the nochri lives there. Still, you have the second chash of the fact that it looks like maybe you sold him on Shabbos. But that's all a side point in the Mishnah Berurah, in the brackets, that it has to be that you take it out before Shabbos. But going back to this case and seeing the whole thing, and we'll see a very important Sharet Zion over here, and that is, again, the Yehudi Shesachar Bishul HaMelech Menasar. The Jew who rented the rights to produce the salt from the nobleman, mutter lahaskir lo po'alam b'kibolas, he can hire workers b'kibolas, meaning, shem yaseh lo kach v'kach melach yitin lo kach v'kach. If he's going to produce such and such amount of salt, he's going to give him such and such amount of money. V'af al pi shakelim v'eitzim heim shel Yisrael, even though the equipment being used belongs to the Jew, shari is permissible. Aval ein heter liskar ein Yehudi al Shabbos v'chodesh. However, you can't command the guy to do it by the week or by the month. D'mikol makom marviach ha Yisrael b'malachto. because still a ma'isa, the Jew is benefiting from the malacha the guy is doing. The ein lo heter elo bekablonus, and therefore the only way it can be done is bekablonus. You do such and such amount of salt production, I'll give you this amount of money. We're going to look now in the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. So this halacha of allowing the guy to do the work on Shabbos for the soil production, that is from the Magen Avraham, the B'shein the Marshal. The Kitzer Ma'od Behata Koso. When the Magen Avraham brings the Marshal, he abbreviates from what the Marshal says very much and just says that it's mutter. V'la'atosa Shabbos v'amatsa ha'shekel ein mutter b'zeh elu imkein lo kova lo malachto b'Shabbos. They say it's only going to be mutter if you are not koveya the malacha for Shabbos. Not like the case of the meches, where you're allowed to tell him to do a bedafka on Shabbos. It has to be over here that you didn't tell him to do a bedafka on Shabbos. Why? The bezelum mikri pseido kemula gabi meches. Because they understand the Magen Avraham and the Marshal that it's not called a pseido like the meches. In other words, when you bought the rights to collect the tolls, so there's a whole day going by and you already bought the rights to the tolls and there's hundreds of tolls that you're not being able to collect. So that's really considered a pseida, and therefore we have some kulas. But over here, when it's just going to be the soil production, so they understand it's much less profit coming out of the soil production for one day, and therefore that would not be such a loss. And therefore they would not matter to be kover the malacha for Shabbos like they were by the tolls. And therefore over here, that would be more chomer. Ayin shom b'marshal. Prima Gadam, however, says that the Magen Avraham, but Dafka doesn't bring on the whole Marshal, because the Magen Avraham is really not passing like the whole Marshal. The Sover, but the Prima Gadam understands that the Magen Avraham learns the Dami Bazelo Meches and Mishum Pseida. He holds that this case is exactly like the case of the Meches where there is a Pseida. And according to him, and therefore, if you hired him by the month, instead of Bekibolas, you hired him by the month, similar to the case that we had by hiring him as a writer, so then if it is a loss, which he understands, therefore you would be allowed to hire him in a more lenient way, even to hire him for the month. But since many Achronim learned the first way, learn like the way the Tosa Shabbos and the Masa Shekel understand the Magen Avraham, like the Marshal Kipshuto, Lochein had takti as divrei achai adam ledina. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, I brought down the chayodam ledina after near that prima godam polagale. Even the prima godam argues, he's explaining his last line. Aval ein heter liskor ein a yehudi in the mishabu. The second to last line, the last line of Sivkot and Lamed Beis. Aval ein heter liskor ein a yehudi al Shabbos v'chodesh. It's not considered enough of a hefsid that we should allow you to hire the guy by the week or by the month, and not in the form of kibolas. And therefore, he holds you only the kablonas. Even though, according to the Prima Gadim, it's not true. The Prima Gadim understands the Magen Avraham that it would be a big loss, and it would be mutter, just like the earlier cases of the Ksiva, that you could hire him for a longer period of time, and not going by the job, but rather going by the time. Let's see one more Mishabura, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. We said the way that it's mutter is if you do a bikibolas that you say, when you collect 100 dinarim from the tolls, so etan locha kach v'kach, then I'll give you such and such amount of money. Then Mishabura says, the hainu she'ein maskir lo yom ha-shabbos klal. It means to say that you don't mention Shabbos at all. Ela b'stama, you just say stam, im tigve kach v'kach, if you collect this amount of money, etan locha sach kach v'kach, I'll give you that amount of money. Im kein lo havi schir yom, and therefore he's not a day worker, he is a kablon. The gam leis kan schar Shabbos klal, there also is no problem over here of making money on Shabbos. Shekvar sochar me'asar ha-mechesh shekol ha-shona im ha-shabosas b'chlal. Because you already bought it. You already bought the rights to the whole year's worth of meches from the officer that you bought it from, and therefore there would be no problem over here of Schar Shabbos. It would be havlo in the whole purchase that you did, even though you're hiring out a person to do it on Shabbos. But l'maisa, you already bought all the rights to all the money. Therefore, the money that comes in just for Shabbos is really considered havlo in the original purchase that you made. But if you just to point out a little ha'ar over here, the Mishabur in Lamed Gimel says, the hainu she'ein maskir lo yom Shabbos klal, that you can't mention Shabbos at all. But in Sivkot and Lamed Beis, In the second line, he says, "The afagav de aser shom likbolo melachto b'shabbes." Even though the case of the oros la'abdon, you weren't allowed to be koveya his melacha for Shabbos. Smash it over here. You are allowed to be koveya melacha for Shabbos. But yet the Mishaburah says that you can't mention Shabbos. So it seems to be that in the beginning agreement, you can't mention Shabbos. But once you made the agreement of the Kiboles, then you could mention to him that he could do it on Shabbos as well. That would be permissible to mention Shabbos after the fact, so that it would not be a hefzer, like the Mishaburah explained in Sefkat Alamed Beis. We will stop here at Amir Tz Hashem. We will finish this difficult siman tomorrow.